Welcome to the Halloween Evil Lives Fan Film Podcast. Welcome to our podcast of Halloween Evil Lives, the fan film. I'm Mike, and this is
Jared.
And we welcome you to our first episode here. First, we're going to handle some business here. We're going to talk about how long we've been fans of the Halloween franchise. I myself have been a fan since the age of 8. I've been to almost every film in the theater. I go with some friends, especially my friend Jared here. We went and saw Halloween Resurrection. I've seen Halloween H2O in the theater. I've seen both, unfortunately, both Rob Zombie movies in the theater. The first one wasn't bad, the second one was kind of mediocre. Jared, how long have you been a fan of the Halloween franchise?
I've been a fan since the age of 10 years old. I grew up on the Halloween movies. Really exciting times, the Halloween season. I've been to the 2018 Halloween and the newest one that just came out, the H2O. I've seen the Resurrection with my friend Mike. I've seen The Curse of Michael Myers and the rest I have on DVD. Obviously, I wasn't born to see Halloween 1 yet at the movie theaters, but I've seen that one several times. But been a fan since 10 years old, all my life. Really good movies. The best horror franchise, I think, of all time. But I'll let you get back to my friend Mike over here.
Yes, let you know, this is a fan film podcast, a film for the fans, made by some fans. We will be doing a crowdfunding campaign soon, so we'll be dropping those links soon. And we also have a YouTube channel up as well with some videos, and also we'll be posting these podcasts on it. I'd like to tell you about the new sequel that's been announced that's coming out called Halloween Kills. That'll be coming out next October. It's a continuation of the Halloween 2018 movie, which I also indeed saw at the theater. It was really good. Start from Universal and Blumhouse. They've done a lot with it. They got Jamie Lee Curtis back, and she's a fan favorite. So I look forward to going and seeing that next October, and definitely we will do a video review and a podcast on that one. Also, we do have some breaking news here. I'll let my friend Jared take that for you.
Well, we got Scream 5 coming up, I guess, you know, from Spyglass Media Group, a little small production company. Not sure who all the characters are bringing back, but Neve Campbell said she wouldn't rule out a return. David Arquette would like to come back, and old characters, you know, I mean, they might bring Matthew Lillard back. Stu, the one of the killers from Scream 1. He was supposed to be in Scream 2, but he was just an extra in Scream 2. Got rewritten out, but we'll see how that goes. But I'm excited about that because I'm a Scream fan too. All my life I've been a Scream fan. So that's all I have right now about Scream. I'll have more information for you when I get more information about that.
Yes, that'll be very interesting about Scream 5. I know that they said they were going to bring Matthew Lillard back for Scream 2. He was supposed to be one of the killers, but the script got leaked out, so Wes Craven dropped that. That was some pretty crazy stuff, though, if he would have came back. As you know, we're going to be doing a second episode coming up here. It'll be about Michael Myers versus The Walking Dead, if he can live in that kind of environment. And we'll see if he can. It's going to be a crazy, crazy, crazy episode. But to let you know, we're out. We'll see you on the next episode. Hope you enjoy this one. Thank you.